Hello, this is Gustavo from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
10458.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Correct. Registered. Yes, great. Thank you so much.
Registered. All right. Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. What is the year of your birth?
94.
All right. Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic, yes.
And of which Hispanic origin did you consider yourself?
Caribbean.
Oh, is that like Puerto Rican or Cuban or Dominican?
It's all of them. That's why I said that's why I said Caribbean. It's all of them. I'm three of them.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. And what is your race? I mean, white or
my
black?
My race?
Yeah,
I guess African American, black.
All right, thank you so much. And well, let me ask you, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
All right, thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
You said, who did I vote for? I'm not comfortable with answering that question, and I am going to vote again, yes. I'm registered to vote. I did vote.
Oh, but for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not comfortable with that answer. I'm not comfortable with giving you that answer.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Don't worry. Thank you so much. And well, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost
very likely? Very likely.
All right. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'm a 10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create
change
in your community?
Where are you? Who did you vote for?
I'm sorry?
In 2020. Who did you vote for in 2020?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to give you that.
You're not allowed to give me the answers. I mean, I thought we were friends.
Oh, but, well, this question is not about that. This question is, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community?
I think it has a great power.
Oh, but on a scale... Puta.